7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Ask any questions, I'll tell you no lies. Okay, what's happening? What's going on? It's getting confusing from here on out. The official time is 1930 UTC, which means it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm in terrible shape today. I am not in good shape, and I need to apologize ahead of time for what is going to be a not very good episode. But I guess I can take my mask off. I'm having a terrible day. I'm having big, bad back problems, and I felt like I needed to move around. I cannot be sitting down. And so I'm outside moving around. But it's kind of windy. Wait, did I just hear a duck? Oh my God, look at all those golf balls. It's kind of windy. And so I don't know if I've made a mistake or not, but I'm obviously running around somewhere outside, and I'm now down in a valley. I'm in the creek. I'm at the Warren Swigert Memorial Ravine, and we're on the funny side. And I thought, okay, we'll just go outside and walk around a little bit today, because that's about all I can do. Just sitting on my floor in my house was causing such bad problems. I don't even want to talk about it. So here we are today, down in the creek, and I'm down in the valley, and I'm walking along. We're gonna go up here to see if there's anything in this direction that we want to look at or check out or blah, blah, blah. See, because right here, I can, yeah, we're going to do this. Am I going to be able to pull this off, considering what physical condition I'm in right now? I need to make a step down onto a root that works. Now, rock, far bank, stop myself. Okay, we're good. And now, we got to go into rock hopping mode. Wait, is this smart? Why do I even want to do this? Is this a good idea? What the hell? I don't have my good shoes on. I've got my crappy shoes on. And there's some kind of animal track right here, but I can't tell what it is. So, here we go. It's rock hopping day. We're gonna try to... Oh, that's a problem. Okay, no, we're good. Maintain. Now, is that a rock? That's not a rock right there. See, I almost stepped right there. That is not a rock. That is a nothing. You know, maybe we're not going to make it out to this sandbar after all. Now I'm halfway. All right, what are we doing down here in the creek today on Dubious Goals Committee? Well, I don't know. Obviously, we're looking for some kind of dudes. Maybe we will find a marmot. Maybe we will find some mushrooms. Maybe we'll find all kinds of stuff. Okay. I've made it onto the sandbar. Now, why did I need to do this? I don't know. Now we can make it up further. Oh wow, here's a big marmot hole in the side of the creek. I can't tell if that's in use or not. Doesn't really look like it. Doesn't really look like it, but it's a nice big hole about 2 meters up from the creek bed onto the creek wall, the valley wall. So I'm out here getting some desperate exercise, the exercise of desperation. Oh my God. I knew it was going to be bad. Last night my back started being weird because it started getting cold, and I'll tell you the truth. The truth is, I had all my doors and windows open, so I was letting all the cold air in. The interior of my house got nice and cold, and of course, this cramped me up overnight. Okay, now I can actually cross over and go up the other bank, because we can't go this way. We can't walk in the creek anymore. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun. So I woke up with terrible muscle problems and cramps and spasms and all kinds of stupidity. And I put my back brace on and I took some drugs. Not any good drugs, of course. Real crappy drugs. And here we are. What's that smell? There's a... that's just rotting stuff. Wow, I didn't realize I'm right by the street here. Ooh. Walking along. We are walking... we're going downstream here. Downstream into areas... Have I ever been in this area? I don't know. The ground is rock hard. It's very dry. It's very dry. So I don't know if we're going to be finding any mushrooms today, but we gotta look. And so let's there's a little weird little clearing here. Okay, this is funny. Somebody has vandalized this old tree with spray paint, and it says Hensia is cool. H-E-N-T-I-A. Hensia is cool. And cool, the O's are little hearts. And then next to it, That's somebody trying to write hentai. I won't go into the details and why I know that. But let's just say that the local vandals here have no idea how to spell. Here's an interesting little hole, a little pit, with a blue metal box in it. I wonder if this is the same blue metal box we found a couple weeks ago. I suspect it is. Now it's all smashed and weird. That's too bad. That was a nice box. This little clearing is very interesting, but what do we got? We got nothing. We got logs. We got some fallen trees. We've got logs. We've got bark. We've got lignin. This would be a happy mushroom zone if we could get us some rain. I'm stepping over logs. It's logs everywhere. Everywhere I look, logs and bark. And now we can't go any further. So let's avoid this web first of all. We'll step out to here. We could go a little bit further if we wanted to be super adventurous. But then we get to the culvert that goes under the golf course. So I'm just going to stand here for a minute, scan the opposite bank. Trying to think of where we are in comparison to the street. And then the street's like right there. So I'm turning around. Golf course is now on my right. I think I could climb up there and actually be on the golf course if I wanted to. I do not want to at this time. This is not the golf course invasion show. This is the... do I want this bottle? No. This is the walk around slowly. Try not to aggravate myself. Alright, so anyway. Not finding any mushrooms. Well, not that I was really expecting to, but you know how it is. You know how it is. Hey, can I get over there? Do I want to get over there? Actually, no, I don't think I do want to be over there. Because then that just... I can smell something. There is a very powerful... Where did it go? Scent of, like, hydrogen sulfide. Yeah, and here we've got, like, some a stoppage in the creek. A small dam backing things up. Rotting things up. Making it stinky. That's a fine. That's decay. We like decay. Decay is good. Decay just makes new growth medium for the next generation. Alright, now where am I? Is this where I came out? Where was I? What am I doing? Yeah, okay, we gotta go back into the creek here. I'm walking back upstream. Walking upstream in the creek, wondering what's happening. Alright, now here's, we're back to the water and the why. Which, how did I do this again? Oh yeah, jump on log, jump on bank, jump on rocks, 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 over to the other side. Okay, here we go. And, okay, success. Success, success, success. How did I do this? Log, oops, soft mud. I'm sinking. Okay, I don't remember being on the log, but let's just walk up the log, jump back onto the bank. Now, there we go. Okay, that was dangerous. But I used my momentum. And I led with my left leg, so I think I'm going to be good. We are now back to the point where we came down. I got to memorize this spot. Yes, big tree pointing up, go that way. All right. Now, back to this side. Look at this. This is insane. Ooh. Right down here in the creek. And we could probably go get those if we wanted. Can we just... Yeah, we could hop right down there and down there and down there. Look at this. I'm looking at golf balls. How many golf balls am I looking at? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 golf balls. All in a 1 square meter area. How did this happen? Nope. Here's a... This one is outside the grouping. Oh, and here's two in the water down here, of course. Yeah. Seems to me that this is where we've been when we've heard other golf balls flying. There must be a tee down there. Golf balls come this way. Because there's 13. There's two in the water. That's 15. And the last time we were here, we heard golf balls flying in. Okay, there's a golf ball over there up on that side of the bank. Am I going to pick up these golf balls today? No, I'm not. Even though there are two red ones. Two red ones and one... Maybe I could get the red ones. Okay, yeah, let's get the red ones. What the hell? I have plenty of golf balls. I don't need to get these, but I don't have any of these red ones. And... I can't carry all these golf balls. There's so many golf balls here right now that I would need to go back to my car, find something to carry these balls in. Look at this. Crazy. Crazy. All right. The orange one can stay, but these red ones I have to have. Yeah, this one's a noodle, and this is a Titleist number 3. Red golf balls. These will go nice with my yellow ones and the pink one that I have, and the orange one that match this style and color scheme. I'm fascinated. Fascinated. Oh wait, I have my cargo shorts on. I could easily carry many... No, we're not collecting any more damn golf balls. You gotta understand, I've got bags of golf balls at home. And I don't even golf. I don't golf. I just pick up the golf balls when I'm at Herrenhaven. And occasionally when I'm here. Wandering around in the creek. because I got nothing better to do. Ooh, where did this log come from? Why is it rolling on me? Don't stand on the log, Tobe. You're going to fall. Alright, so I'm continuing upstream. I heard chirp chirps, but I haven't seen any marmots. I'm looking for my marmots today. Oh, I want to go home. I want to go home and drink some tea. But I need to get my exercise. And I'm starting to wonder. I'm starting to wonder if I need to join a gym. This is a thought that has been occurring to me for the last, for a while now. Maybe a year. I don't want to join a gym. I don't want to be one of those gymnasium people. But I might have to, just so that I can always sort of always be in physical therapy. But I've also started thinking, well, maybe I could just do that at home. It's not like I need any machines. What I just need is the motivation. It's one of those things where, yeah, you could sit there and do 10 sit-ups at home, you know, and then walk around your house a million times. But I would not be motivated to do that. If it was a formal thing where I know I had an appointment to go meet my trainer or whatever, and it had to be on a certain time, at a certain date, that's different for me. That makes me feel like, oh, this is something I gotta do. It's something official. Here's a golf ball at my feet. A Titleist number 2, but it's just a plain old boring white golf ball. I'm gonna pick it up and carry it so I can throw it later. So I'm thinking that if I make my trips to the gym as serious as, you know, trips to the doctor, then I would take it seriously. I would, you know, I would maintain going there. I don't know what to do. I'm in bad shape. Can I go any further? Yeah, we can squeeze through here. Oh yeah, what's up here? We have another little sort of weird, like, plateau clearing. Let's come over here. Oh, hi, Mr. Squirrely, right above my head. Yeah, go talk to that guy over there. He's making a lot of noise. All right, and so we have come to the point in the creek where we can see across to the opposite bank at the area where we normally come down and where we normally look for mushrooms and stuff. I'm looking over there. I don't see any mushrooms, but that's okay. Oh, wait. Yeah, let me... I can see something big. Wouldn't you know it? We came down on the wrong side of the creek today, and we cannot get across here. Yeah, there's a big dryad saddle on one of those trees over there that's fallen down. It's big. And when I say big, I mean, we're looking at two very large lobes that are at least 30 centimeters across, or a foot across, possibly more. The entire cluster is at least... Ooh, there's a third layer under there, isn't there? Yeah, the entire cluster is a good 45 centimeters across, maybe 50. And look what's up here, on this tree. There's two little mushrooms. What are these guys? Who are these little mushroom dudes on here? Oh, look how nice, how nice they are. Can't approach them. Oh, we got something cool. What is this? Oh yeah, this is like one of those foliotas. Very nice. We got two of them on this. Well, we got a tree where half of it is dead, apparently. Okay, so yeah, we're finally seeing some fungal action. pretty happy about that. You know, it occurs to me, we could probably cross the creek if we... I don't know. But then how am I going to get back to my car, which is parked on this side of the creek? Etc. Etc. So what I'm going to do... So I'm going to walk up here. This is about as far as we can go. Up to about this spot. And I'm going to take this white golf ball, the Titleist number 2, that I've been carrying, and I want to throw it over to the other side of the creek where I can find it the next time we come down here on this side. on that side. Yeah, I can't really go any further. See, there's where we'd usually walk down. That's where we... No, I can take that back. It's over there. We can't... ideally, I'd like to get up further, but I think this is going to have to suffice. On three. One, two... Oops, I threw it already. Doink, doink, doink. Yeah, perfect. It landed in that little sub-ravine where we usually find the coral mushrooms. Okay, so just gonna double check, make sure that this is pretty much the end of the road. Jeez, but this might be a good... Now we can still get through here. Let's do some bushwhacking. Once again, I forgot my machete, but I want to get back in here because this looks like this could be a potentially good mushroom spot with all this bark falling off these trees. And yeah, you'd think so, but where the hell are all the mushrooms? Nowhere. Let's get up here closer to these trees. It looks like there's... Is there chocolate tube fungus on this tree? Can I get any closer? Maybe. This is sketchy. No, this is not chocolate tube fungus, but there is fungus growing. Okay, yeah. Alright, this is now definitely as far as I can go. I'm now standing on an undercut cliff. And I'm gonna back off of this a little bit. Ooh, yeah. Righto. Right, so I'm having a fun time. I'm outdoors. It's nice and cool. It's like 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Which is what? About, 15 degrees. Wait! Oh, it's a squirrel. Thought I saw a Mati over there, but it was just a squirrely. Yeah, so it's about 15 degrees Celsius. It's sunny, but it's breezy. And I'm walking around in nature. Finding lots of nature. And also finding golf balls. Nature's one true enemy, the golf ball. What was... No? Okay. I'm just imagining a bunch of things now, I guess. I can hear the garbage truck. Wait. How did I... Did I come this way? How did I... Am I trapped? No. Okay, let's just go this way. I'm bushwhacking. Ooh, I'm squeezing between all of the trees and bushes. I'm good. Right, so what was I talking about? Dubious Goals Committee. It's a thing. It's a thing where I walk around out in the forest or down in a creek like I am today. If this is your first time hearing the Dubious Goals Committee, let me just reassure you that it isn't always like this. Only sometimes. Only during the times when the weather is just right and we're out looking for mushrooms and marmots. But where the hell are all my marmots? We haven't seen a marmot on the show since spring. Not that we've been looking a lot during the summer, but anyway. Oh, Dubious Goals Committee also tends to find a lot of golf balls Because whenever you're out in nature, you're never too far from a golf course, which is really just nature that's been mowed. If you think about it, all the good golf courses, you know, if I had a golf course, the Tobe golf course would just be in a forest. Okay, yeah, you tee off here and good luck. The hole's behind a giant oak tree, 500 meters that way. You'll see it when you get close. I have invented other golf games. Hey, wait a second. Before I'm looking at the ground here. And there's a poop radius. I'm finding poop splatter around the base of this tree. So I'm looking up into the tree. There's some kind of bird nest somewhere in this tree. I'm not immediately seeing it, so I'm thinking, I wonder if this is some kind of owl that likes to live in the cavities. It's some kind of owl nest up there in one of these hollow limbs. Well, I don't immediately see anything. Let me get a better angle here. This could be an owl tree, definitely. But I can't really see anything. You know, in another couple weeks, when all these leaves come off the tree, you might be able to see up there better. Alright, I'm gonna keep moving this way. I hear some large machinery on the golf course side. This part of the creek runs between a public golf course and a residential neighborhood. This is not a big fancy golf course, it's just a 9-hole par 3 type of deal. And that's why there's all the golf balls in the creek. Right around here. Let's see, yeah, because the golf course goes up to right about there. And oh, it's just so fun. I like my neighborhood. You know, I'm not even like a block away from my house. And I got all this great stuff. I live by lots of creeks that I can go play in. And I live by heron havens and ponds. And I live by this squirrel. A squirrel above me. Yeah, yeah. I can see you, pal. I am watching your ass. Because what I have failed to mention is this guy is up a black walnut tree. Which means, yeah, see, listen to his angry aggression. Listen to that squirrely aggression. Uh-huh. Yeah, right, yeah. And he's got a walnut, so we're just gonna walk on by. We're gonna let him be all cranky at somebody else. Alright, I'm looking down into the creek where all those golf balls are still. There's one up there. Which means, if there's a tee down there and they're slicing them, then if we go over here, we should be, yeah, okay. Here's some more. There's two over there. There's a yellow one. There's three, the four. And it occurs to me that there's probably a bunch like right around here on this point. Or maybe not. Maybe I'm not quite as smart as I think I am when it comes to predicting errant golf ball paths. Yeah. Science. I do like science, but I gotta go. Just realized I'm running out of time. Good thing I'm back where I came down. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, but now it's over. My name's Tobe. Tune in tomorrow at 1930 UTC. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.